Good afternoon. The time is 12 o'clock. You're listening to KKRN 88.5 FM. We're licensed in Bella Vista, studios up here on Round. I'm Shane. Thank you for tuning in. And Locomotion is a program that is designed to bring you local music and local events. And the event that we're going to be talking about today is the 11th Annual String Summit that will be held up in Weed, July 8th. And let me tell you a little bit about what this is happening about. Hopefully, if things work out and all the stars line up, we're going to have a call from Mr. Paul Brown, who's going to be talking a little bit more about it. But if not, we'll just play some of the music of a few of the entertainers that will be up there this July 8th. That'll be next Wednesday. And, before we get much farther, I just want to remind everybody to KKRN wishes you a happy 4th of July weekend. And, of course, we know you're going to be safe and sane, or safe and just a little insane, okay? Okay, back to this 11th Annual String Summit held up in Weed. It's going to take place at the Kenneth Ford Theater, which is on the Siskiyou College campground. And this year's performers include Grammy winner singer of Nickel Creek fame, Sean Watkins, profound folk master Jody Stecher, who influenced and collaborated with Jerry Garcia, David Grisman, David Bromberg. Also performing will be Indian violin maestro and international treasure Kala Ramnath, award-winning banjoist, historian, journalist, and NPR news voice Paul Brown, mesmerizing dance phenomenon Nick Garis, bluegrass, I don't know if I pronounced Nick's last name correctly, but forgive me, Nick, if I didn't. Bluegrass veteran bassist dancer Mark Schatz, jazz violin genius Billy Contreras, Scottish fiddle champion Ryan McCason, legendary Appalachian music masters John Hermain and Chicken Train, Iris tenor banjo virtuoso Dave Corey, bluegrass guitar wizard David Greer, and chambergrass innovators The Bee Eaters. And before I go on much further with the program, I want to thank Tashina Kleridge for sending the music today that you're going to hear. She took time out of her very busy schedule and put together a few songs just for our KKRN listeners. That was so very cool. I also want to thank Mother Jan. She's been in contact with me and keep me informed what's happening here. And thanks to all of the Claridges. If you don't know who they are six-time Grand National Fiddle Champions and Northern California natives, Tashina and Tristan Claridge. They've grown up here in the North State and just some very cool people. They're two of the performers out of the Bee Eaters. And thanks again to the Claridges. If you would like to find out more about this, you can go to the ShastaStringSummit.com. They got a really very informative webpage about all the performers. It's the correct address for this, www.SummerStringSummit.com. Once again, that's www.SummerStringSummit.com. And this event is going to take place next Wednesday, the 8th, Kenneth Ford Theater, 800 College Avenue in Weed. And so the first performer we're going to hear is Richard Eggleston, and Richard's going to be playing a song for us called I'm a Falcon. And so once again, I want to thank you for tuning in to Locomotion with Shane. Got a good friend and KKRN all around good fellow Dickie Magadoff in the studio with me.
Always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you, Dickie.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, so here we go with I'm a Falcon, and I'm going to follow it up with a Paul Brown tune that's called John Hardy off of his Red Clay Country CD. And hopefully Paul will call in while the music's playing. If not, we're just going to keep on keeping on this 4th of July weekend. And a little strange weather out there, 4th of July. It's a little overcast up here on the mountain. Had a little bit of rain, not enough to really matter, but just get that musky smell going on. So here we go. This is I'm a Falcon, Rashad Eggleston. We'll be back and let you know a little bit more about the artist. K. KKRN 88.5 FM.
Vicious bird, I'm a falcon, yeah. I'm a falcon, vicious bird,
powerful bird,
I'm a falcon, yeah. I'm a magic falcon, floating through the open sky. I live in a mountain cave so high. I glide through the greenest valleys, waiting for a chance to die. I'm the fastest bird, the fastest bird alive. The fastest bird and the master of the sky, 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 of the sky. I'm a falcon, vicious bird,
powerful bird,
I'm a falcon, yeah. I'm a falcon, I'm a falcon, vicious bird,
powerful bird,
I'm a falcon, yeah. Magic falcon floating through the open sky. I live in a mountain cave so high. I glide through the greenest valleys, waiting for a chance to die. I'm the fastest bird, the fastest bird alive. The fastest bird and the master of the sky.
Thank you. Hardy was a-working in that Big Bend tunnel. It's a dark he could scarcely see. Well, up stepped the sheriff with a gun in his hand. Says, Johnny, you'd better come with me, poor boy. Says, Johnny, you'd better come with me. Line and poor John Hardy had to run, poor boy, poor John Hardy had to run.
Paul Brown, John Hardy off his Real Clay Country CD. And prior to that was Rashad Eggleston, I'm a Falcon. And those are two of the performers that are going to be at the Summer String Summit up in Weed next Wednesday. And Paul Brown, he's a master of traditional Southern music. He has a passion for truth and wisdom, and he has the voice to share it. I guess it's about 2 years ago he concluded his 14 years of editorial and on-air positions at NPR in Washington. He was the top of the hour morning newscaster. And, you know, Paul, as a young child, learned his songs from his mother. As a kid in Piedmont, Virginia, his playing bears influences of his North Carolina and Virginia. And he studied with such people as Benton Flippin, Tommy Jarrell, Luther Davis, and Robert Sykes. And Mr. Paul Brown has recorded and produced highly regarded albums of traditional music. And he appears at camps and festivals around the U.S. since the early 70s. And Paul's going to be up there at the Summer String Summit. And I've been up to that. I went up to last year for my first time. It's funny how events can be going on around you and you're not sure about it or haven't heard about it. The first one I went to was the 10th annual. And now it's like, how did I have been missing this all these years? And Dickie, I know you've been up to one of these Summer String Summits, haven't you?
My wife and I went up there. We have a cousin that took part in the festival a couple of years ago, and he invited us up. We got to hear some of the concert, but we also got to hang out a little bit at Mount Shasta City Park, where these people have workshops. And one of the interesting things about it, and maybe shed a little light on why we never heard of it before, is that they hardly publicize, because all the people that come like it so much, they just come year after year after year. So they never have to worry about selling out the camp. But oh, I bet the concert's going to be amazing because I heard a lot of talent hanging out there for an afternoon and an evening.
Oh, yeah. It is really something special. And what's really cool is that not only do you get to see these masters of music do their own thing, but they collaborate. They get together and get up on stage there, and they do songs and tunes and dances that you'll never see anywhere. It's so very cool. It's a very, very unique experience up there at the Kenneth Ford Theater on the College of the Syracuse campus. It's pretty neat. And I know last year they had to have fans in the theater to keep it cool off, but this year I've been told that they're going to have some better cooling system there. So there's that's something to look forward to as well. Once again, this is the 11th Annual Summer Spring Summit, going to be taking place up in Weed, California, on the College of the Syracuse campus. At 800 College Boulevard. And you can get your tickets to the Summer Spring Summit at brownpapertickets.com, or you can call 1-800-838-3006. That is a 24/7 hotline. You can also get your tickets at Village Books up there in Mount Shasta. And, of course, they're going to be available at the door. They can be purchased with cash or check. No plastic at the door. And you can get more information about all the performers at www.summerstringsummit.com.
You know, Shane, if I could just do a quick little anecdote from the one I attended, just an example of the kind of creativity you run into. There was this very energetic young man who played virtuoso cello while holding the cello in a holster at his knee and dancing all over the place. You know, cello is usually you're sitting there and the cello is planted on the floor.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
This guy just had his cello down and was putting steps to it, and it blew my mind.
Oh, you know, that's the drawback of just bringing the audio is because when you see these people perform, it is just that's just something else. I'm very grateful that I'm be able to bring you some of their songs today, and thanks again to Tashina Claridge. And seeing these people in person, it's just a mind blower because, like Dickie says, they get up there and they perform. And last year when I left the theater, I was wore out. So I'm really looking forward to get wore out again this year. We're going to get back to some of the music, and I'm going to try to give a call up there, see if I can't get one of the performing musicians to come on the air and talk a little bit about this. But while we're waiting for that, we're going to hear some Jody. Dickie, how did you pronounce Jody's last name? Stecker?
I believe it's Stecker.
Stecker?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. All right, well, we're going to listen to a little of that and a little Jody's called The Golden Vanity off his Going Up on the Mountain CD, and followed up with a traditional song by David Greer called Arkansas Traveler off his I Got the House to Myself. And then we're going to hear from Billy Contreras. And boy, I tell you, this guy is a wicked fiddle player. So thanks for tuning in to KKRN 88.5 FM Locomotion with Shane. I'm Shane, and thanks for tuning in on this 4th of July weekend. Here he is, Jody Stecker, The Golden Vanity.
There was a little ship, and she sailed upon the sea. Our ship was the Golden Vanity, and she sailed upon the low and lonesome low, sailed upon the lonesome sea. She had not been out but 2 weeks or three when she was overtaken by the Turkish Revelry, and she sailed upon the low.
on the lonesome sea.
Low and lonesome low, thank you alone.
And that was just a short little ditty by David Greer. And got to see David Greer up there at the Summer Summit last year. And boy, he's a fun guitar player to watch pick. He's a masterful bluegrass guitarist with a sharp wit and very good humor, willful, accurate instrumentalist who every note seems to run through his bright intelligence sieve, and he maintains an unqualified standard of excellence. And like I say, he's just a great guy to watch. You can learn more about him, David Greer, at davidgreer.com. And you're listening to Locomotion with Shane. We're listening to some of the musicians that you'll have an opportunity to hear if you go up to the mountain, up to Weed, next Wednesday, as the 11th Annual Summer String Summit will be taking place. And Dickie Magendoff, who's in the studio with me, we were just looking through one of our local date magazine, you know, it tells you some of the events that are happening up here, and there's a really nice article about the Bee Eaters with Tristan and Tashina, and gosh, I'll have to get the other guy's name.
It's the date section of the Reading Record Searchlight.
Oh, it's the date section of the Reading Record Searchlight.
Page 10.
Yeah, page 10. And thanks you, Dickie. And so we're going to be hearing some more of these musicians that are going to be up here next Wednesday. Coming up next, we're going to be hearing from Billy Contreras and I'm trying to find Billy's bio here on the page that you too can find out about the musicians if you go to summerstringsummit.com. And let me see what my flyer says here about Billy Contreras. See, this guy is his fiddle playing is just astronomical. Well, let's just listen to him, won't you? And I'll let you make up your own decision. That sounds like the best, easiest thing to do here. So this is a song that it's called Fiddlestick Boogie, and it is so aptly named. It's Billy Contreras, Scott Nygaard, Daryl Muller, and Nick Falk. And thanks again to Tashina Clearidge for sending this in to our listeners. She picked out these tunes specifically for KKRN listeners. Don't you feel special now? So here he is, Fiddlestick Boogie, Billy Contreras. Okay, KKRN listeners, that was Billy Contreras. I do have Paul Brown on the air. Paul, are you there, buddy?
I'm here.
And you can hear me now, right?
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
All right, Paul. Paul,
I hope everyone else can, too. It's a great day to be on the radio, and it's a great day to be with people who love music. So if you're listening now, hello.
All right, thanks, Paul. And why don't you tell us about a little bit about the Summer String Summit. This is the 11th annual one, isn't that correct?
Yeah, it is. And it's a great event for musicians of all ages, people who are really dedicated to string music and other types of music in many genres. That's one of the things that I really like about the Summer String Summit, is that it crosses genres from, you know, old time to bluegrass to Indian classical music to jazz to the latest experimental music. You name it, it's all there, and it brings people together to enjoy all these different types of music in a great learning environment. I've enjoyed it thoroughly last year, and I'm looking forward to this year's summit, which is starting, and the concerts that we'll be putting on later next week.
Later next week, being Wednesday the 8th, is the big thing there. I know you guys are having little camps there, though, for the whole week, aren't you, with all the artists getting together?
A lot of jam sessions going on, some really interesting music. It goes all day and all night at the City Park in Mount Shasta, California, and anywhere you walk, you're bound to find some really interesting music happening.
And the event is going to be taking place at the Kenneth Ford Theater. That's on the college campus there, isn't it? The Siskiyou College?
It is. It's at the College of the Siskiyou, and it's a wonderful theater. We were there last year. It's a great place to hear music and to meet the musicians and just enjoy an entire evening of really creative music, some experimental stuff, and some very traditional sounds as well.
Yeah, and I know that last year it was a little warm up there. They had the fans cooling off the audience, but Jan Claridge, Tashina and Tristan's mom, told me that they're going to have an air conditioner up there this year. But
oh, well, that's good news.
Yeah, that'll be good for the performers, too, as well. I know that. And Paul, this is, you know what? I think I should let our listening audience just know just a little bit about Paul Brown, because you are... you're well-renowned in your own little circle, aren't you, Paul? You've been around for a while. You were a voice on NPR there for quite a while, weren't you?
Yeah, about 14 years or so. I retired, if you can call it that, from NPR at the end of 2013. And I was the morning world newscaster at the end, and I had a number of other positions there. A tremendous radio career. It was really interesting, and I feel very privileged to have been able to do that work for so many years in public radio. And now I've got a little more time to play music, you know, and I like music of the Mountain South. My mom was from Virginia, and she taught me a lot of songs when I was a little kid, and then I got interested in the fiddle and the banjo and singing more songs and meeting more people. So I traveled around a lot in the mountains when I was in my 20s and heard a lot of these old-time players perform. It was a good thing to do now that I look back on it, because they were towards the end of their lives. They're gone now. I certainly wouldn't have the opportunity to meet them in person today. And it was a very good thing to be able to spend significant time with some of these folks over those years and to understand a little more about how to play the banjo and the fiddle than I did when I started with them.
And it seems like things have come full circle, because here's Paul Brown doing the same thing. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's neat. Paul, I want to see the next song I got up on my playlist is a song of yours off your Red Clay Country CD called Lazy John. And Tashina, she's the one that Tashina Claridge of the Beater, she sent the music down here for our KKRN listeners, and she particularly thought this was a good song for considering the heat that we're going through. And is this one of your songs, Paul?
Well, this is one originally that I heard from the Kentucky fiddle player, banjo player, and singer Clyde Davenport. So he's still out there playing. He's close to 90 years old, if he's not already 90, but he's a great player. And he played it as a fiddle tune, but I heard it myself in my mind's eye as a banjo tune, so I transferred it over to the banjo. why don't we give it a listen? We'll see what happens.
All right. Thanks for that. Yeah. Okay. All right. KKR listener, here's Paul Brown with his Lazy John. And I was telling him, Paul, I can really relate to this song, especially some of the, well, let's just listen to it. Thanks for tuning in to Locomotion with Shane and Paul Brown with the playing up at the Summer String Summit is going to come back with us. So stay tuned. And here he is with Lazy John.
Sun's 15 cents when Saturday comes. Going to the dance and have a little fun. Why don't you get away, Lazy John? Lazy John, Lazy John. Why don't you get your day's work all done? Here in the shade, out in the sun. Why don't you get away, Lazy John? In a pot and an old jawbone. Here today and tomorrow he's gone. Why don't you get away, Lazy John? Lazy John, Lazy John. Why don't you get your day's work all done? Here in the shade, out in the sun. Why don't you get away, Lazy John? She lives by the road. Her teeth are crooked and her legs are bowed. But she sure is a lot of fun. Why don't you get away, Lazy John? Lazy John, Lazy John. Why don't you get your day's work all done? Here in the shade, out in the sun. Why don't you get away, Lazy John? On Saturday night, we're gonna dance till the morning light. Then I'll take my baby back home. Why don't you get away, Lazy John? Lazy John, Lazy John. Why don't you get your day's work all done? Here in the shade, out in the sun. Why don't you get away, Lazy John?
Okay, Paul, we're back, and that was Lazy John, one of Paul's tunes. I guess he'd call that an old traditional tune, huh, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's an old traditional song from Kentucky, Shane, and Clyde Davenport, the wonderful fiddler down that way, played that tune as a fiddle tune, and I transferred it over to the banjo and loved to sing it. And it's one of the sort of one type of music that you may hear at the Summer String Summit concert on Wednesday, 7 p.m. at the Kenneth Ford Theater at the College of the Siskiyou. And I hope a lot of folks will come out. If you come out, you get a chance to hear a tremendous number of really interesting performers. And I think that, among them will be Jody Stecker and Kala Ramnath. Jody is a bluegrass and old-time master. He's played with a lot of people, including David Grisman and Jerry Garcia, Peter Rowan, Alistair Fraser, you name it. And then we'll have Kala Ramnath, who's an Indian classical violinist, fantastic musician, and a wonderful, wonderful person. Keith Little will be there, Shane. He will be there on Wednesday. He's been singing for years with bands including Ricky Skaggs and Kentucky Thunder, The Country Gentleman, The Lonesome Standard Time, and he sang on Dolly Parton's Grammy-winning recordings, including The Grass is Blue and Blue Sparrow. So a lot of people at this concert I think you'll enjoy hearing, including the host band, the Bee Eaters, Tashina and Tristan Claridge, brother and sister team with Simon Chrisman on his hammered dulcimer and bass. Really, really wonderful musicians.
Oh, yes, they are. I've been trying. I want to get those down, folks down here, the Bee Eaters down here to KKRN, so they can come in the studio for our listeners. But they're busy. They're busy young folks, aren't they?
They sure are. They really are getting around these days.
And they're the hosts for the event too, aren't they?
They are indeed.
Yeah, boy, what a wonderful thing for such young people to be putting on. I know they have a lot of support there with their family. I want to let our listeners know some of the other people that are going to be there. Of course, Paul Brown's going to be there. He's a winning banjoist and a historian and a past journalist. They're also going to have a dance phenomenon. Nick, how do you pronounce Nick's last name?
Oh, Nick Garris.
Nick Garris, yeah. He was there last year, wasn't he?
Yeah, and if you've never seen Nick dance and play some of the stringed instruments, you need to see this man dance. Really, really enjoy it. It's worth it. Come out just to see him dance.
And there's also going to be the Scottish fiddle champion, Ryan McCason. Is that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Appalachian music masters, John Herman and Chicken Train.
Yeah, John Herman, Meredith McIntosh, and John Engel will be out. So they don't live far from where I do. They're in western North Carolina in the Asheville area. And they'll be here on Wednesday at the Kenneth Ford Theater. Worth hearing. A really wonderful band. Excellent singing, banjo playing, guitar playing, and bass.
And, gosh, it looks like I'm just looking at some of the lineup of some. It's like, gosh, there's got to be at least a dozen musicians that are going to be up on stage doing collaborative tunes that have never been seen before. That's what's really cool about this event, too.
It's amazing. Last year we did I think it was a banjo and lap steel number. It was just great, on stage. So you never can tell what's going to happen at the concert out there. It's worth coming out to because it's always a hotbed ferment of creativity and tradition all rolled into one.
Well, I'm going to let our listeners know that I'm going to be putting some of these songs up on the webpage at kkrn.org so they can listen to them again, so they can get jazzed up or bluegrassed up or fiddled up to come up to that event next Wednesday. And Paul, we've only got like 13 more minutes left, and I got...
Let's pick out another song.
Yeah, how about one from Sean Watkins of Nickel Creek? I don't know if we mentioned Sean, did we?
Great idea, but Sean is really the founder of Nickel Creek. He founded it when he was 12 years old.
Amazing
career the guy's had over the years. Grammy Awards, he's been on the bluegrass charts. He's a wonderful guitarist, a great singer, and an excellent songwriter. I think maybe he should speak for himself. What are we going to hear?
Well, we're going to hear a song that Sean's played. It's called 21st of May. It's kind of like a gospel song. It's off of A Dotted Line CD. And then go ahead, Paul.
No, go ahead.
Oh, well, I'm going to follow that up with, I'm going to play two songs of Sean since we're running out of time here, and then I'll bring you back on if that's all right, Paul.
That's great.
Okay, well, the second song we're going to hear from Sean Watkins is Since the Day I Was Born, and it's off of his new CD, All I Do Is Lie. So they're just a little bit different. I just wanted to play them both. So two songs back-to-back by Sean Watkins, and we'll be back with Paul Brown, and you're listening to this on KKRN 88.5 FM, Local Motion Machine. Here's Sean Watkins with 21st of May.
Savior in the sky, hallelujah, the 21st of May. Sinner, heed these words of mine about the coming judgment day. Yes, the end is dry. drawing nigh. Hallelujah, 21st of May. They laugh on Noah built his boat, then cry when came the rain. They mock me now, but I will float on the 21st of May. Never led no one astray, except in the fall of 94. But hallelujah, 21st of May. They laugh on Noah built his boat, and cry when came the rain. They mock me now, but I will float on the 21st of May. I've known you since the day that I was born. You know every seam where I'm torn. You're the shot from a starting gun. You echo while I run. I've known you since the day that I was born. I've known you since the day that I was born. I've known you since the day that I was born. With a face more familiar than my clone, you show up the moment I'm alone. Telling me what to be, telling me when to leave. I've known you since the day that I was born. Yeah, I've known you since the day that I was born. The pathway to your doorstep from mine is well worn. I've known you since the day that I was born. Nightmare life's become, where every thought is made of shame. And I forgot my real name. Yeah, I forgot my real name. Oh, but you and I are not the same. I've known you since the day that I was born. I've known you since the day that I was born. Halfway to your doorstep from mine is well worn. 'Cause I've known you since the day that I was born. I've known you since the day that I was born. I've known you. It's the day that I was born.
Okay, Paul, we're back live in the studio.
Fantastic. And what a wonderful set of songs by Sean Watkins there, who will be performing, Shane, at College of the Siskiyou's Kenneth Ford Theater on Wednesday at 7 p.m.
That's right, and that is on 800 Weed Boulevard, I believe it is. Yeah. And people can get their tickets in advance at brownpapertickets.com, or they can call 1-800-838-3006, and they can also get their tickets at the Village Books in Mount Shasta, and the tickets are available at the door, but they need to be purchased with cash or check, none of that plastic stuff. And Paul,
well, that's important to know.
Yeah, it is. I know. Sometimes people get a little angry anymore if they don't take plastic. So, yeah, bring cash or check if you're coming up to get your tickets on the night of the event. And Paul,
probably the same if you plan to buy some recordings, because some of these artists will have great recordings on sale as well up there, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that's one of the gravy on top of the taters there, huh? Is that being able to purchase
them?
Yeah. You can tell I'm a country boy, too. I got a lot of family from Virginia, too, Paul. So.
Yeah, man.
It's real special talking to you. I thank you for calling in and taking time off from your busy day. I know, but Paul is also going to be performing. Paul, I really look forward to that. I'm going to be wearing my KKRN hat up there, Paul. If you see it, you stop by and howdy me, huh?
We'll be looking for you, and you come see us. But I hope if you're listening right now that you'll come out and join us at this concert on Wednesday night at the College of the Siskiyou. I think if you do, you're going to have a great time because of the tremendous variety of music and the creativity and the simple high musicianship of the staff at the String Summit, the Shasta String Summit. It's been really great to be with you, Shane.
All right, and we all look forward to seeing you too, Paul. Thanks again for calling in, and like I say, I'll see you next Wednesday.
Looking forward to it, buddy.
All right, Paul, have a safe 4th of July weekend, and I'm going to let you go now.
Thank you.
Okay, Paul, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, y'all, this is Shane, Locomotion, and you're listening to us on KKRN 88.5. Dickie, you want to say goodbye to everybody before we head out?
Sure thing. Always a pleasure to hang out with you and take part in a broadcast live on KKRN 88.5 FM from Round Mountain.
That's right. We are your local community radio station. If you haven't had taken the opportunity to become part of our family, you can go to kkrn.org and click on the Donate tab. It'll take you to a safe and secure site. You decide how much and when to give. We're going to go out today listening to Mark Schatz and Friends with a little instrumental called Stepping in the Broiler Room. Have a great 4th of July weekend, and we'll be back next week. And don't forget, next Wednesday, July 8th, is the 11th Summer String Summit up in Weed, California. You can find out all that information by going to summerstringsummit.com. That's www.summerstringsummit.com. Coming up after Locomotion is Country Fried Rock.
Thank you.
Programming on KKRN is made possible by listeners like you. In